Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 27 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. We've received a couple inches of snow, and we are rejoicing in the beauty of it all. It's supposed to snow all day today, not going to amount to much other than just be beautiful, and we rejoice in that. We are out of school today. We took the day off to let everybody rest up and to rejuvenate. And that's an encouragement that we're living in unusual days, and it's a good opportunity for the staff and the students to take a day off and to enjoy themselves. I'm busy hanging cabinets today and hanging cabinet doors and finishing cabinets and all that is involved in that, and wide open for Christ. And so thank you for praying for us. Also today I'm busy in my office, in my study, seeking the Lord and preparing for a wonderful night tonight at our midweek service. We're asking God to move in power and great glory upon this midweek service, and just believing the Lord that He would just stir us real good, and we'd be able to just experience a personal revival and a church revival. And I'm just excited about tonight, and looking forward to the singing and the preaching and the testifying and all that is involved, asking God to move like only He can. Would you pray for us that the Lord would meet with us in a powerful way? And I sure would appreciate it. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Exodus, chapter 18 and verse number 11. Jethro speaks up, Moses' father-in-law, and he says, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, He was above them." Moses' testimony and the testimony of our great God had an eternal impact on Jethro. It brought him to an understanding and to a place in his life where he could boldly proclaim, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods." And this is what needs to happen in so many people's lives across this vast nation and around this globe. We must experience the touch of God, where people come to an understanding that God is greater than all gods. People don't understand that. People don't know that. People are heathens around the world. They have no fear of God. And until this happens in their life, this next thing that I'm going to read about will never happen. And the Bible says, "And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God." And Jethro came to this place in his life where he realized that the Lord is greater than all gods. And for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, He was above them. God is greater. God is above all of the little idols of his day. And the result of it was he took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. I'm here to report to you today. I know this may alarm some of you, but we need alarmed. If you really believe that God is great, if you really believe that God is greater than all the gods of all of the idols of stone and all of the idols of metal and all of the idols of things that we put before God, if we really believe that our God is great, then pray tell me, why do we not sacrifice for Him? Jethro said, "He's great, He's high above all other gods, and so I'm going to give a sacrifice to Him." And the Bible says that he took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. May today be the day that we realize the greatness of our God, and we offer our bodies a living sacrifice before the Lord. Some of us are getting a little old in body, and it's high time that we put our all on the altar and give it all to the Lord. And no turning back, ears pinned back, throttle to the bottom, all the way to the bottom of the floor, wide open for Jesus. and say, hey, 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 I'm going to sacrifice unto my God. He is greater than all of the little idols of our day. There is no God like our God. We're going to sacrifice for Him and give our all for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.